This is Billy Graham and the voice of One Witness Radio broadcast this week with two witnesses.
Yes, your darling daughter, Shelley Brim Oaks.
My darling daughter. And we're talking about the Hebrew word?
Shalom.
Shalom. And the root word, Shelley, is?
Shalem.
Shalem. All Hebrew words grow from a root. Everything grows. Mm-hmm. And you can always see the root in any Hebrew word. So the Hebrew word shalom, which is peace, comes from the Hebrew word shalem, which means?
Whole or complete.
Whole or complete. Now remember we started the other day by saying, did the angels miss it when they said, peace on earth, goodwill toward men, talking about Jesus coming? Because it doesn't look like we have peace on earth. It looks like there's wars and rumors of wars and more wars and rumors of wars. But did Jesus bring peace to earth? Yes, he did. But we're going to see how that happened. The basic understanding of God's definition of peace is the peace that comes from being whole. It doesn't really mean the absence of war. The peace that comes from being whole, understanding God's definition of peace, will help you see that Jesus did indeed bring to men on earth true peace. Most of the four Gospels give his life and teaching as he offered a kingdom to the Jews. As he turned toward the cross, he spoke to his disciples of a new day and a better covenant that he would now establish. The chapters 14 through 17 of John, that's John 14 through 17, particularly reveal provision that man had never known. As he was about to leave them, Jesus was about to leave them. It was the Passover week, and he had supper with them, and he taught them, and he began to speak about new creation realities. And in John, he told them, John 14, I remember I loved this when I was a little kid. Let not your heart be troubled. You believe God, believe also in me. And so he begins to tell them new covenant realities. And in verse, he tells them he's going away. And for them not to be troubled, he tells them he's going to the Father. Now, in verse 27, he says, peace I leave with you. My peace I give unto you. Not as the world gives, give I unto you. Now there he says that his peace is different than what the world has got.
Exactly.
But he promises to them in the new covenant that he's talking about that's coming up, shalom, the peace that comes from being whole is a part of it. My peace I give to you, not as the world gives, give I unto you. He was beaten. He died on the cross. He endured punishment and hell for our iniquities. And the Holy Spirit inspired the prophet Isaiah to reveal what happened hundreds of years before before Jesus fulfilled the prophetic words.
Mm-hmm.
Now he's told him, I'm going to leave peace with you when I go. It's not like the world's peace.
Right.
Now the prophet Isaiah in chapter 53, and we often read this speaking that Jesus got for us 2,000 years ago, our healing. But he actually got our peace, mm-hmm. our wholeness. And I'm reading to you from Isaiah 53, 3 through 5, as is translated by the Jerusalem Bible Koren Publishers. Now, this is a Jerusalem Bible, but it's not the one you get in the United States. It's one that's printed in Israel. And here's the translation, the way the Jews translate it. It's a wonderful one. He was despised and rejected of men, a man of pains and acquainted with sickness. And we hid, as it were, our faces from him. He was despised and we esteemed him not. But in truth, he has borne our sicknesses and endured our pains. Yet we did esteem him stricken, smitten of God and afflicted. But he was wounded because of our transgressions, bruised because of our iniquities. His sufferings were that we might have peace. And by his injury, we are healed. So the Hebrew says, his sufferings were that we might have shalom.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, through his life on earth, death, burial, resurrection, and carrying his own precious blood to the mercy seat on high, Jesus obtained for humankind peace with God, peace with the Father. Man's relationship with the Father was broken at Adam's fall. Mm-hmm. But Jesus reestablished that wholeness, that connection of peace with the Father. The very first words out of our risen Lord's mouth to the gathered disciples, he told them that he'd gotten it. He had obtained the shalom. And he spoke that peace, shalom, up on them. Read, Shelley, for me, John chapter 20, verses 19 through 21.
Okay.
Now, he's gone, they're sad, but he appears. What were the first words, Shelley, that he said to them?
Well, it says at the end of verse 19,
read all of verse 19.
All of it, okay. Mm-hmm. And then the same day at evening, being the first day of the week.
Means Sunday.
Mm-hmm. When the doors were shut, where the disciples were assembled for fear of the Jews, came Jesus and stood in the midst and said unto them, peace be unto you, or shalom.
Now, Shelley, you know what he literally said.
Oh,
he
yeah.
didn't say peace be unto you.
He wasn't speaking English that
no.
day.
So what did he say?
Shalom aleichem.
Shalom aleichem. Peace upon you.
Yes.
Those were the first words he said. I got the peace. I got the wholeness. I got everything you need to make you whole. No missing arms. No missing legs. No eye punched out. I got your whole
peace. No torment.
No torment. I got you peace with God.
Mm-hmm.
And the first words he did was speak that peace mm-hmm. upon them.
Absolutely.
And those words are shalom aleichem.
Now, this is interesting you should say this, Mom, because I remember one time going to a women's group in Chicago, and we just did a little study on the first words that Jesus said mm-hmm. at certain points in his mm-hmm. life. For example, the first recorded word that we have of him is what he told his mother Mary when they finally found him in the temple as a little boy. First recorded word,
mm-hmm.
I must be about my Father's business.
Mm-hmm.
And then the last recorded word when he was on the cross was, it is finished.
Mm-hmm.
So what was finished? His Father's business.
Mm-hmm.
And so the first recorded word after his death, burial, and resurrection is, I got it.
I got it.
And what I got, I give to you.
I speak it upon you.
Exactly. And what I got was your wholeness.
Mm-hmm.
Not just your salvation for
mm-hmm.
your spirit,
mm-hmm.
but for your body and for your mind.
And your peace with God.
Yes.
And he spoke it and he said,
shalom.
Shalom aleichem. Now, we know that little song. Aveinu shalom aleichem. Aveinu shalom aleichem. Aveinu shalom aleichem. Aveinu shalom, shalom, shalom aleichem. So maybe you didn't know when you sang that song, maybe you liked it, that you were actually singing the very words that Jesus said.
Mm-hmm.
Now read verse 20 and 21.
And then said Jesus to them again, peace be unto you. As my Father has sent me, even so send I you.
Shalom aleichem. Now in Luke 24 and verse 36, we have another account. This time the gospel writer of Luke is telling us what Jesus said to them when he appeared in their midst. Verse 36.
And it says in verse 36, and as they thus spake, Jesus himself stood in the midst of them and said unto them, peace be unto you.
Shalom aleichem.
Mm-hmm.
Now, turn to Matthew 28:9, Shelley, and we're going to look at something here.
Okay.
The first words of Jesus were well spoken. He did not waste his breath. He said everything he said had meaning.
Mm-hmm.
Heavy with meaning. Now, here we have this gospel translated, 28:9, Matthew 28:9. Read that.
And as they went to tell his disciples, behold, Jesus met them, saying, in the King James it says, all hail.
Well, now you know that Jesus did not say all hail. He doesn't speak English. He doesn't say all hail.
No.
He said, Shalom Aleichem. And remember, as Horowitz pointed out, the English word hail means whole. So the translators chose it for its real meaning of wholeness. Now, we have peace with God. Shelley, turn to Romans, please. What the angels announced at the birth of the Savior was that he would accomplish what Adam had lost when they said, peace on earth, goodwill toward men. And something even beyond what Adam had known, peace, oneness between God and man. That's what Jesus had established. Read us that, Romans 5. Or maybe you want to read the verses before
it. Okay, yes. So just a couple of verses before it in context, starting with verse 24 of chapter 4 of Romans. But for us also, to whom it shall be imputed, if we believe on him that raised up Jesus our Lord from the dead, who was delivered for our offenses and was raised again for our justification. Therefore, being justified by faith, we have shalom. We have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. We don't have to wait till we get to heaven. It says, therefore, being now justified,
yes,
we have shalom with God.
Now, Shelley, that means that it's not broken anymore between us and God.
That's good news.
We have shalom. It doesn't mean, hey, we're not going to fist fight God anymore.
No.
It means we have wholeness with God. That's what Jesus got for us. He said, I'm going to go and get my kind of peace. Not like the world's kind of peace. So you have to keep that in mind when you're looking at the Bible and you're looking at the Word of God. Shalom means the peace that comes because you're whole. Shalim.
Yes.
He got wholeness.
He satisfied the claims of justice and gave us credit for it. So
Hallelujah.
That we can have shalom with God.
I am justified.
Mm-hmm.
By faith, I have peace with God through my Lord, Yeshua HaMashiach. Peace with God.
Glory to God.
I'm not broken from Him. He's not mad at me. Hallelujah.
Mm-mm.
Because I'm in Jesus Christ. These are one of the things that we have because we're in Him. With the fall of man, fellowship was broken between God and His beloved humankind. Yeshua the Savior justified us that we might have peace and oneness with God the Father. Thank you, Jesus.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Lord Jesus.
We learned these from the Hebrew study.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, and we have the book for you, The Secret of Hebrew Words. You can get it by calling us at 417-336-4877 or 1-800-972-3447. And for some really good, interesting reading, almost like a novel, we have the Hebrew Tongues, Tongues of the Prophet. So just call us, 417-336-4877. This is Billy Brim and Shelley Oak saying to you today, Shalom.
Shalom.
Shalom.